Imagine you're a sunflower seed. A sunflower seed that just was chewed in someone's mouth and dropped on the ground. From the ground, you erupt into a beautiful sunflower. You navigate towards the sun while the wind blows back and forth through your petals.
Are you spending your days listening to this hippie mumbo jumbo? Find out why that is not the solution and what actually is in today's episode.
Lady bosses, are you working even after putting the kids to bed but still not getting results?
Are you tired of spending money on ads that aren't getting engagement?
Do you feel burdened that you aren't fulfilling your purpose in life because you are so consumed with work?
I'm your host, Brooke Boltz. I'm an attorney and founder of Boltz Legal. I started my business and in 1 year was bringing in seven figures and am now bringing in multi seven figures.
And I'm your co-host, Rachel Boltz, owner of Boltz Media. I've helped many businesses build their online presence and increase their revenue through digital marketing.
Want to hear how we did it?
We are here to help you achieve your goals personally, professionally, and spiritually.
So kick off your high heels, sit back, and let's ignite that passion.
We're Miss Biz, where we're putting the miss in biz.
Let's get biz done.
Studies show that we have 60,000 thoughts per day. 80% of those thoughts are negative, and 90% of those thoughts are reoccurring.
So basically, we are thinking all the time, 60,000 thoughts a day, but most of those thoughts are negative, and then we rethink them over and over again.
That's terrible. It's like we're obsessing over these negative thoughts each day.
It's a wonder we even get out of bed each day.
Right?
So what is mindset? Your mindset is a set of beliefs that shape how you make sense of the world and yourself. So mindset is a real problem that plagues us as individuals, business owners, and entrepreneurs. It keeps us from doing things that we want to do, but can't bring ourselves to do.
Yeah, I believe that 100%, and fear is one of those mindset things that keeps business owners from sometimes even starting a business in the first place. So success, it's 95% mindset, 5% effort and energy. So in other words, if you don't have the right mindset, you're not going to be successful.
And here's an example of a friend of mine. She is terrified of public speaking, but not just public speaking from a big stage, public speaking even in a small networking event type of setting. She was so afraid of having these type of interactions that as a young person, she could not even go on job interviews. She went on one interview and they asked her name and she started crying and ran out. That's how terrified she was. And so she and I were talking recently about where that fear came from. And she told me a story of when she was a kid. And you know, when you're in elementary school where you're learning to read and that you go around the classroom and everyone will read a paragraph. Yeah. And so that was happening in her classroom. And she, although she was a really strong reader in her head, she wasn't great at pronouncing big words. And so when it would come to her turn, she would sometimes mispronounce words and she became so afraid of reading out loud that it just gave her this really intense fear of speaking in front of people. And so that has carried with her all the way from elementary school to now adulthood. She is a business owner and entrepreneur in large part because she couldn't get over her fear to go on an interview. So she's like, well, I'm just gonna start my own business because that's a way to avoid the interview process. So that is her mindset. Our mindset is based on our experiences, and we create beliefs about ourselves based on those experiences, and sometimes it holds us back. So for her, it kept her back from interview opportunities, but also held her back possibly from growing her business through networking opportunities, right, because she is afraid to stand up and speak in front of people. So this is a real problem for a lot of people on mindset, and we wanted to do this episode, and I've been researching this for a little while on what is the solution. There are so many people out there who have their perspective on how to solve the mindset problem that I've just been trying to figure out what is the answer.
Yeah, there's books, there's coaches, there's workshops, there's podcasts, there's masterminds, even retreats on mindset and things that we haven't even mentioned here about mindset. And most of them are teaching you how to believe in yourself, believe in yourself and the good and the positive things about you so that you can achieve greatness. But there's a problem with every one of those self-help techniques, and we're going to explain to you what it is a little bit later in this podcast. If you enjoy the Miss Biz podcast but still have questions or need advice, we have some exciting news for you. Join us for Miss Biz Connects. Miss Biz Connects is a weekly 1-hour Zoom call on Fridays at 10 a.m. Eastern Standard Time.
This is 1 hour each week dedicated to you. We want to meet you and put our brains together to help you grow personally, professionally, and spiritually.
To access the meeting link, visit us on our social media pages at Miss Biz Podcast or send us an email to missbizpod@gmail.com.
Join us this Friday and let's grow the Miss Biz Nation. So as I was thinking about this topic, I realized that the Bible actually talks a lot about mindset, but it doesn't use the word mindset. Instead, it calls it faith. So think about it. In the Bible, Jesus said over and over again, "Your faith has made you well." He's very clear that when he performs healings of people, he says to them, "Your faith has made you well." And that means that people's receipt of a miracle was a direct result in their belief that Jesus could and would heal them. And by that same token, when his disciples didn't have faith, he would say to them, "Oh, you of little faith." His message was incredibly clear. We are to replace fear with faith.
Yeah, I just think of when Jesus was walking on water and Peter was able to walk on water as long as he was looking at Jesus. But as soon as he took his eyes off of Jesus, he sank. And that's kind of what happens in our lives. When we take our eyes off of God, we are not going to be successful at anything that we're doing. The Bible says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Yes, so Matthew 17:20 is one of the verses that I've contemplated where it says, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you." So what's wrong with all these self-help books and self-help teachings about think positive, create a vision board, tape positive affirmations around your house, have stronger willpower, never give up? The problem with that is that its focus is on you as the individual and not upon God. And what the Bible teaches us is that our faith isn't in ourselves, but is in Him, and that our strength comes from our faith in Him and our faith in His ability to perform certain acts, not in what we can do.
Yeah. And as much as I love the hang in there, kitty, you know, it's so important for us to have that faith in God, because we are imperfect. As soon as we're born into the flesh, we are imperfect and we can't do anything on our own without the Lord leading us, guiding us, directing us, and giving us the strength that we need to overcome that obstacle or what heal from whatever trauma took place in our lives and get over whatever like roadblock is keeping us back.
And there's nothing wrong with doing personal self-development. I mean, I'm a huge advocate and do a lot of personal development myself. Those are good things. But ultimately, if we're looking at the solution to having faith, which is another word, frankly, for mindset, a positive and successful mindset, this is the roadmap that the Bible has laid out for us. There's a book called Think and Grow Rich, which talks a lot about having the mindset of a successful person. It's written by Napoleon Hill. One of the quotes he has is, "Make your intentions clear. You must believe in your idea and be ready to stick to it, even if things get tough." So this is what we're told, and there's truth to it. Don't give up. Keep going. Keep working at it. These are good things, but the real solution is given to us really pretty simply in the Bible, and that is going to be, in my opinion, the most effective way to have a winning mindset.
Yeah, it's the difference between having faith in yourself versus having faith in God. And 2 Corinthians 12:9-10 says, "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me. That is why, for Christ's sakes, I delight in weaknesses, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties.'"
You don't wanna be whack. Cuckoo. We will cut you some slack.
We got you.
You just wanna make a big stack.
Ballin'.
Listen to our biz hack.
Do you wanna get more engagement on social media? Here are our top tips. In your captions, be sure that you're encouraging individuals to comment in the comment section. The second tip is to be sure that you are replying to whoever comments on your post, and be sure to like it or heart it. And third, just as a pro tip, if you want someone to follow you or if you want them to engage with your content, be sure that you're commenting on their post as well.
So what we are supposed to do then is not necessarily to just white knuckle it and try to beat our mind into submission. So many things we hear are just do it, just create a plan, just do it even though you don't want to. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with these things. But if you want to have the right mindset about it, then the Bible tells us it's really to just have faith in him. I didn't find anywhere in the Bible where it said, you are strong in and of yourself. You are successful and you are powerful in and of yourself. In fact, everything I found was the reverse, the opposite of that. It was saying, apart from me, you can do nothing. Mm-hmm. Our strength is entirely within our ability to rely upon and have faith and trust in our Maker. So what Paul says in that verse that Rachel read is that we are supposed to acknowledge our weaknesses. Even he said delight in the weakness, mm-hmm. because it makes you recognize your need and dependence upon the Lord. So having faith in God is not having faith in yourself. And having faith in him is the proper mindset that we are supposed to have to achieve greatness.
Yeah, and the Bible talks about cast your cares onto the Lord, you know, and if you submit your requests to the Lord, he will make your path straight. So really, the whole important factor is to give it to God. let God handle it, and God will give you the strength. And like Brooke had mentioned, it's not to say that these other tools aren't helpful, but you shouldn't be relying on yourself to make that decision. You need to give it to God and let Him work through you.
So now that we've established that the solution to a successful mindset is to have faith, how do we increase our faith? The Bible gives us the answer there too. It's stated in Romans 10:17. It says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing from the word of Christ." So it's really simple. It's just reading your Bible. It's the most simple plan and formula there can be. There's a problem. The problem is we don't have a good mindset. It's natural because of our life experiences and living in a sinful world. We're not going to have the best mindset. So Jesus says the solution is have faith in God. How do you have faith in God? If it's not natural to you, if you need to increase that faith, which I think we all do, you just read the Bible. That's it.
Yes.
The Bible will increase your faith in and of itself. And I know we're always looking for, and I'm speaking to myself as well, for years I've been reading other self-help books about how to improve upon certain aspects or factors or mindset in business, not even thinking that the Bible is something that I should be contemplating or considering for business. And in reality, that is the way to increase your faith. And so that's really where our reading needs to begin. And we can read any and all other types of personal development books and courses and do all those kind of things. But the root and the key and the foundation is just starting with reading the Bible every day.
And I think it should also be noted to be careful of what you are exposing yourself to. So just like it says to, you know, faith comes from hearing the word of God, you know, we need to be careful about what else we're exposing ourselves to, whether it be what we're listening to on the radio, what we're watching on TV, because that negativity and those things that are of the world, they will start impacting us in a negative way. So I think it's kind of, you know, obviously we want to hear the word of God and we want to focus on God's word, but we also need to make sure that we're not allowing bad stuff in that could separate us from the path that God has us on.
You know we're all about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case, no trouble. All about that case, about that case.
At Bolts Legal, we are all about your case. Text or call to schedule a free consultation for all your legal needs. BoltsLegal.com.
That's a great point. We have to guard our hearts and guard our minds and keep negative things or hurtful things or sinful things from coming in. So that's really the mindset hack that we have for you today, is to recognize where you're weak. Your weakness is good. Having weakness and recognizing you have a weakness is a good thing. That's step one. Recognizing your weakness, recognizing that you need and depend upon God to fill in the gaps where you're weak. It says, where in your weakness, His strength is made perfect. So recognizing your weakness, looking to Him, having faith in Him to be strong in the areas you're weak, and then to increase your faith, just reading the Word.
Let's try it out.
Yeah, see how it goes.
Our closing verse this week is Matthew 17:20. It says, "Truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you."
We appreciate you and are honored to be on this journey with you. We can't wait to help you, to encourage you and show you how to grow personally, professionally, and spiritually.
If you found Miss Biz helpful, please leave a review and share with others.
You can follow us on social media at Miss Biz Podcast.
For legal questions or services, please visit boltslegal.com.
And for digital marketing needs, please visit boltsmedia.com.
Let's get biz done.